A congressional subcommittee today discussed the future of one of the nation's top weapons labs, Los Alamos National Laboratory. For 60 years, the University of California has run Los Alamos. The university has never had to compete for the contract. Now, after a recent financial scandal and other troubles, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham has ordered that the university be required to bid against other organizations for the right to manage the lab. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The hearing was called today to discuss details of the bidding process, but Los Alamos has been the uncomfortable focus of other congressional hearings this year. At one in January, stories were told of lab employees allegedly using government credit cards to buy snowblowers, lawnmowers, computer systems, a Ford Mustang, and even cover a gambling trip. In addition, equipment valued at millions of dollars was disappearing from the lab. The lab has had other troubles. A few years ago, two computer hard drives containing classified information on nuclear weapons disappeared, then later turned up behind a copying machine. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham yesterday said the University of California had taken vigorous action to correct problems at the lab, but he also said the university bears responsibility for, quote, systematic management failures that took place last year. At the hearing today, Kyle McSlarrow, Deputy Secretary of Energy, was asked what was the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back and pushed the DOE to open up the contract.
I would say it was a recognition that the management itself at Los Alamos was not on top of the problems, and a recognition that if that were true, then it required the university to step up to the plate and ensure that it was fixed, and we didn't see that.
The University of California receives about $1.5 billion a year from the government to manage the lab. It also manages Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. UC's President Richard Atkinson spoke outside the hearing today.
I think for the University of California, we've carried a heavy burden over 60 years being responsible for the nuclear issues of this country. We do this as a national service. And if the country decides that they don't want us to do it, then that's a fine. That's a decision that we'll be happy to live with.
Los Alamos National Lab is known as the birthplace of the atomic bomb, and it's a feather in the cap of the university. If the University of California decides to bid, it will have to go up against some stiff competition. Defense contractors Battelle and Lockheed Martin are considering entering bids. Lockheed manages Sandia National Laboratory. Battelle co-manages four other labs. The University of Texas has been mentioned as one place that might also place a bid. In a statement, the university said it was studying the situation, quote, with interest. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.